mice of a negative not on your body, Kastaloch, you become tore. What's going to be caught itself in miskavin? Let's say though you cut off that the heresy, you cut off the white spot on your skin with kavono. So it could be even though midiraisa now, since you don't have the nega, you're tore, but there's a knas midirabon, you still remain tamei. What's the knas? Reb Lezer Weimer lekashiyod lenega achar yiter hemenu. That you have to wait until another nega grows on your body, and you become tore from that nega. So when you become tore from the second nega, that's when you become tore from the first one also. The kozman, you don't get a second one, you still remain tamei. But if you do get a second nega and becomes tore, you also become tore. You see, Reb Lezer does not make a knas li'erlam. The chomon the chom say, achetifrach b'kule. No. That even if a second nega comes about, that's not enough to make you tore. Because who said the first one would have become clean? But the lock of a nega is that the nega spreads over your whole body, then you become tore. See, so we're talking about the second nega spread over your whole body. So mamonashach, even if the first nega would still be here, you'd also be tore right now. Because the mice of the nega is on all parts of your body, that makes you tore. So chum say you remain tore until this happens to you. Or your else, actually tamayit berosim gris. Until then, the beharis becomes smaller than a gris. And Tais learns it means that when you first cut it off, you only cut off to make it less than a gris. So later, what happened was the rest of it kamat went away. That now, even if what you cut off, you wouldn't have cut off, it still would have been now less than a gris, that's when it becomes muta. Because even without your doings, still it would have been Torah. But I call upon him to Stephen Reb Lezer. Here Reb Lezer says, we do not make a kanaf li'erlam. Sumerian says, Rabbi of Reb Yosef, the Amr Tavai, they both want to answer like this and say, that key conus Reb Lezer, when does Reb Lezer make a kanaf li'erlam? Like in our Mishnah, that's from Mamaynoi. Only with your mum and your behemoth. By your Bechor, if your matel a mum and a Bechor, there there's a kanaf, you can never use it. But the Gufa, where your body became a nega saras, le'konus. Then even though you cut it off, he doesn't make a knas li'erlam. Only this nega, you have to wait for the second nega. And what's the svara? Memoinor by your mom and by your bechor, ikal emeima v'yosel emevet. Will say the person will come and do it. So therefore, you have to make a knas li'erlam. Like it's normal for a person to want to have to put a mum in his bechor. So therefore, if you do it, we make a knas li'erlam. Rashi says, yeah. Mashen kein. Gufoy miyikol meim of the yosla neved, but by his guf, it doesn't pay for him to make the neger altogether. As bishlam about the bechor, if you're going to tell me that he put a mum now, so all you have to do is wait for another mum, it'll be kedai for him to wait. He has nothing to lose. But if you, but by your guf, Rashi says the gufoy miyikol meim. The man chilasveik, a person will cut off minasafik, if he knows, even without a kanasa leilam, havadi, a person will not do it. Because the locher is now, if you cut off this beris, you're going to remain tamei until the second nega comes, and that becomes healed up. Whoever says there'll be a second nega there. So merely much better, and you have to wait for that nega to become tor. So you might as well wait for this first nega to become tor, and not cut it off. So you have nothing to gain. So therefore, by mitzvah, it's enough to make the gzera just until another nega comes up. But mamayna also lemever, the Rashi is a monoshach. The sovereign thinks, let me put a mum. If I get away with it, I get away. And if not, what have I got to lose? I can't use it anyway. I have to wait for the next mum. So just waiting for the next mum, there were chosha, there have to be gzera. You cannot eat it li'olam. But by gufa, it's enough just to say you have to wait for the second tzaraas, the second nega to come about. Omar Rava, it's wrong like this. The Reb Lezer, Kash, you only had a question, Reb Lezer, but the Rabbanon, Kash, you had a Kash, Rabbanon, why not? It's a theory of the Rabbanon also, that here the Rabbanon are more machmer, and our Mishnah, the more mekel. It looks like this, the Reb Lezer, Kash, which Krishna would just answer. They're only by Yibcho, we make Gzer Lierlum, not by Gufay. Rabbanon, Amalakasha. Hocha, but my Diyavid, Konso. Whatever the person did to make a Kanas. And now Mishnah, what he did wrong was, he made a mum, so the Kanas says you can't use that mum. Hoch of a mai de ovid konsu. That means to say, v'mayi chavin l'mishraya by mumma. And now Mishnah, the guy put a mum in the Bechor, so what was his kavanah to make it mut because of this mum? So b'ho mumma konsu rabbon, the bottom of the Kanas, You can't use this mum. The Baha'i mumah lo nishtarilei. That mum you can't use to be matiyu. But if another mum comes about, there is no gzera, that's okay. Well, here by mitzras also, but my diyovet kansu, the maker can ask what you did. You cut off this deris, the akavona, to make yourself tor. By ketitza. Says so, by ketitza, kansu rabbonim, but a maker can ask to say that this ketitza can never help you. This ketitza cannot make you tor. Therefore, the only way you become tor, if another neger spreads over your whole body. And even though the first neger would still be here, you'd also be tor. But kol zaman, you have to come on to another neger. That doesn't help you. Because since the first one you wanted to become tor by cutting it off, the Rabbanan made a knas to say the fact you cut it off is not metar you from that first neger. Therefore, the first neger always remains here. Yeah. Now, Gemara says, boy, Rapport, probably ask the question. Your lezolds know that what ye tor, he says, wait till the second neger comes about, and then you become tor. So ye tor tanan, oy vi tor tanan. Means, do you become tor from your first neger as soon as the second neger comes about? Or maybe no, you have to wait until the second neger becomes tor, and then that tyra takes away your first neger. That's the shiloh. So whereas lamaynaf mina, what's the difference? Lamaysi yitomer anyway. Like even if the first neger, the tumor of the first neger goes away, as soon as you get your second one, but lamaysi yitomer now because of the second one. So what's the difference? Lamaysi yitomer until the second one becomes tor. So what's your question, whether the first one goes away as soon as the second one comes, or the first one only goes away when the second one is tor? So Mor says, yes, there's nafkamina like this. Nafkamina l'chosin. If you have a chosin, just got married, sheniru b'nega, that he sees a nega in his house, or in the clothing, that now, not like this, on his goof, that chosin sheniru b'nega, a chosin that sees a nega now in his body, l'chor is noistan lo yzayin yomim. We give him 7 days, life himself, we don't check him out yet. No, the chum give him a right to wait till after a sheva brachis, and then the kohen or the chacham will first come to paskin whether he's tummy or not. Even though he has a nega, we don't paskin him on him now. We wait 7 days. Let him have a sheva brachis first. So we let him wait. Loyalist, at least saw his talis, luchsus his clothing. The chen the same thing. Be regular anybody. If you see a nega right before yomtiv, so as to wait till after yomtiv. So noisim like koyim mehiregel. So in this case, we hear a chosin or the regel came. Here's nafkamina. Iyam rit yitora tanan mikemaisa torlei labas raisim matan lei zayim emishta. If you say as soon as the second one comes about, right away you tore from the first one. So here, even though the second nega came, you become tore from the first one, and we're not metami you for the second one yet till after the regel or till after yeshiva brachas. So those 7 days, you remain tore. But if you tell me though, Eliyam Ridvi Tor Tanan, that you only become Tor from the first Nega, after the second Nega becomes Tor, Saif Saif, Kilay Metama the Basraisa, Metame Ibukoi, Mikamaisa. That here we won't give this Chosin 7 days off, or the Yom Tif the Regal. Because anyway the guy is Tomei. The guy is Tomei because of the first Nega. So therefore in this case he won't tell, he won't be Tor, we won't give him the 7 days. Says the Shiloh, Mr. Morris says, Echanami Teiku. The suffix, this knas, according to Rabbi Lez in the Mishnah, that if you pull off your, or not Mishnah, the Brice here, if you pull off your beharis, you remain tummy until the second neger comes about, that's the shell until it comes about, until the second one becomes tor, and so that's a take on the Gemara. So Jeff Moore. Gemara says, Boyim and Rabbi Yim and Rabbi Zera, Tsoirim Oizen Bechor. Let's say a person did this Avera, he made a mum in the ear of the Bechor. Now Mishnah says there's a kenas that he cannot use it, he can't shech because of that mum. What's going to be though a mace? Let's say the father that did it dies. Is mal liknas b'nai achrov. Now his son yashens it. So midi yirai salamaisa, there's a mum there, he could use it. There's a kenas upon the father, since he put the mum, he can't use it. What about the son? Maybe the son, we don't make a kenas upon the son. We don't make a kenas upon the son. And the reason is why, Mishum delay of at least survey, because the son didn't do any Yisra altogether. And even the father didn't do any Yisra yet. The father just left over the work to be done in Cholomayd. But the father himself didn't do any Yisra yet. It's just that if he would do it in Cholomayd, there would be an Yisra for him. But he didn't do any Yisra yet, therefore we'll make it upon the son. V'shalu is hochamai. What's going to be over here? Where the father made a mum in the Bechor. Is this thrill of the day comes from Rabbon? Rabbon only comes from the father, the Gavra. The whole Lester, he's not here anymore. So a son that Yashin could eat from this Bechor. Or Dilmu maybe no. L'mamoyna comes from Rabbon. The Rabbon made a knas upon the Heftza, upon the Bechor. That since the father put a mum on this Bechor, the knas says you can't eat this Bechor. If so, Va'isa, the Bechor is here and it should be Yasa. That's the Shaila. Omulay said that I'll bring you proof. It's that Nisu we learned. So that you have a field in his kafts of a shvius that you plowed down and worked over it on Shemitah. We know how to do that. So it says Tizru leMitzoy shvius. You still not have planted it on Mitzoy shvius, not on shvius, but Mitzoy shvius yet. What's going to be Nitaiva and Nidaiva? That not only did you stand, or that's in his kafts, Rashi says means Shenotso Kotz. So not that you plowed it, but you just cleaned it off. You took off all the thorns from it. Yes, that's not so bad. Then you gotta use it Mitzoy Shrius. But what's gonna be in the type Rashi says means Nizdav, let's say you fertilize the ground. You really worked on the ground, that's Nisid Yuraisa. Ras Nidai, also you work with the behemoth there. Nidai then Loitizrul Mitzoy Shrius, now let to use this field, even Mitzoy Shrius is a Knas. Since you worked on a Be'is or on Shemitah, you can't use it after Shemitah. Have the young Ravasi Bachinula, Naktinim will hold like this, that Hativ, let's say the father worked on the field during Shemitah. Umeis, then the father dies. So Benoi Zareya, the son is allowed to use this field after Shemitah. Alma, what do we see? The day comes to Rabban, Rabban only make knas upon the father, upon the Gavra. But Lebrei, for the son, like comes to Rabban, Rabban will not make a knas upon the son. You see, when Rabban makes the knosis, that's only upon the Gavra, the one that did the Yisr, but not upon the Chepes, not upon the son. And Rabbi Yabayik said, Nakhtin, we also hold,